From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A combination of lighter yields and smoke damage could reduce the California wine grape crush by 15% or more, according to a grape growers cooperative. Analysts had expected the wine grape crush to be smaller, but then wildfires in some regions exposed grapes to smoke that made them unmarketable. The Allied Grape Growers Cooperative estimates that as many as 325,000 tons of wine grapes may have been rejected due to smoke exposure. Pear Bureau Northwest will launch the 2020 edition of its annual World Pear Day December 5th. World Pear Day comes as the USDA proclaims December National Pear Month. While the event has always included a strong digital and social media component, this year's pandemic edition will feature more online events. Pear lovers can connect through USA Pear's social media channels and by using the hashtag World Pear Day. Robert Bonney, an Obama appointee at the USDA and head of an initiative to identify ag's role in mitigating climate change, will lead a review of the USDA to prepare the way for the incoming administration. According to Agriculture.com, Biden has narrowed his focus to four issues: COVID-19, economic recovery, racial equality, and climate change. The Washington Post reports transition team ideas include the creation of a carbon bank at the USDA to pay farm and forest owners to store carbon in their soils. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.